In our continuing coverage of the uprising in Egypt, we're joined yet again by Nancy Youssef, Egyptian-American and professor of English literature at City University of New York, Baruch in New York. Good morning, Nancy. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
You know, I'm sure you are probably watching coverage of things going on in your home country all weekend long. And the message out of Washington has changed a bit. I mean, kind of famously now, you had Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying Egypt is stable. And now
that was a week ago.
Yeah. And then now a week later, we're hearing the tone coming out that they're supporting democratic transition in Egypt. I'm wondering how this message works for you or works for your friends and family back home in Egypt.
Well, I myself think that the Obama administration has done a somewhat admirable job of walking a tightrope here and responding judiciously to the changing situation on the ground. I think it's very important that America not be perceived to be interfering in the events over there.
Not to
shore up this regime. But also not to advocate for any particular, form of change.
Although walking a tightrope can look like sitting on a fence if time goes on.
Yes, but I think best to be careful in this case. The Egyptians seem to be moving quite autonomously and taking some pride in bringing this change about on their own.
And Washington, irrelevant to that particular arc. We're going to be talking more with Nancy Youssef later on this hour. But first, let's go to Washington, and here are the sounds from over the weekend. A couple hundred protesters gathered outside the Egyptian embassy there in D.C. Their chants very similar, in fact, almost word for word to those we heard half a world away. Joining us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
You were there at the embassy, and you've been following the reaction in Washington. Are the protesters gaining any kind of leverage? I mean, were the ones in Washington trying to get the Obama administration to say something definitive about the Mubarak regime?
I think a lot of people wanted that. Are they getting any leverage? Look, it's purely a public symbolism when you're doing it in Washington, but they appeared at the Egyptian embassy and then marched all the way down Connecticut Avenue northwest towards the White House. Let me take you first to those protests. This is Sharif Eid. I talked to him. He's a first-generation Egyptian-American talking about his view of where Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak stands right now, Celeste.
I think he's trying to hold on as long as he can, and I think at some point in time he's got to realize that I don't think the people are going to take it anymore, and I hope they succeed in getting their rights and following their dreams.
And so there's the conundrum, exactly the conundrum facing Washington. You just heard Nancy Youssef talking about it. In fact, people, I'd says, aren't going to take it anymore. And where does that leave a critical U.S. ally of Hosni Mubarak? Where does that leave the U.S.?
But behind all the rhetoric, behind all the sort of street chanting, there's the very tangible issue of the more than $1 billion of aid that the Obama administration says is now under review to
yes.
Egypt. And then, of course, the whole underpinning of the so-called Arab-Israeli peace process that Egypt represents. Where does that stand? What have been people saying through the weekend in Washington on that?
You just said all of it, John, under review, and that's all they're saying because all of this is incredibly delicate. All of that being said, $1.5 billion, if not more, that's just the military aid, by the way, for Egypt, and a critical U.S. ally, and a critical linchpin for stability. I think what happened over the weekend, and you've heard the language from Hillary Rodham Clinton saying we want an orderly transition now. We were watching on Sunday to see if the Secretary of State was going to push Hosni Mubarak over the brink, push him over the edge. She didn't do that. Instead, what she did was left him on the brink and slowly backed away. And there's a nuance there. Hosni Mubarak is still on the edge. The United States is backing away from him. And I think what you're seeing the United States doing, we have all the metaphors, sitting on the fence, walking the tightrope. We've been talking about all of those. Here's another metaphor for you, vacuum. And it's the one that we have to avoid. American officials know this in Egypt. It's a different situation, but look what happened in Iraq.
Well, let's hear Hillary Clinton's comment from Fox News on Sunday.
We want to see an orderly transition to a democratic government, to economic reforms, exactly what the protesters are seeking.
Well, and Todd, they're saying a lot of things, but nowhere are they pretty much saying the name Hosni Mubarak. I mean, the tightrope that Nancy Youssef was talking about is one that does not include commenting on whether they support or oppose Hosni Mubarak's continued rule in Egypt.
That fastidious care of not picking a winner, not picking a loser. Nobody knows what's going to happen yet, Celeste. Not even U.S. intelligence or the smart people in the U.S. State Department. You don't put all your apples in one wagon. Boy, the metaphors are flying this morning.
But forget the metaphors. She said she wants exactly what the protesters are seeking. They want Mubarak to go, period, the end.
She has backed away from Hosni Mubarak, but has not pushed him over the edge. Because if you create that vacuum, look, Iraq is different. But when we had a vacuum in Iraq, it was chaos. We cannot afford chaos in Egypt. So there's a lot of wait and see. So that the United States is well positioned to have Egypt remain a U.S. ally, regardless of who rises to power in Mubarak's place. I think U.S. officials very widely expect that Mubarak's not going to last long, but nobody knows who's going to take his place yet.
Well, and is the United States prepared to take steps should there actually be some kind of spreading violence in Egypt?
Well, one would hope so. The United States has always used the Fifth Fleet to protect the Suez Canal and used other elements of the military to protect its interests in Egypt. I haven't heard any indication that that's a concern yet.
What about U.S. contacts with the new Vice President Suleiman or other individuals who might be in this new cabinet? Would the State Department sort of indicate that those communications are underway?
I'm sure that they are, John. I have not heard any specifics from communications from State Department. I'm sure they do have contacts with him. I think one thing that's heartening to the U.S. right now is that the Egyptian army seems to be intact and still in control. That's critical to filling that vacuum that we're worried about emptying in Egypt.
And it appears that's really what, Todd, you're saying is coming out of Washington. Lots of platitudes about democracy and not very many specifics at all. Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Week DC correspondent, thank you so much.
My pleasure.